I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1835. That was the day that workers in Philadelphia organized what was the first general strike in North America. Their call was for the 10-hour day. The Philadelphia strikers were influenced by earlier actions in Boston. Carpenters in Boston had gone on strike for the 10-hour day as early as 1825. The workers in Boston declared, "We have been too long subjected to the odious, cruel, unjust, and tyrannical system which compels the operative mechanic to exhaust his physical and mental powers. We have rights and duties to perform as American citizens and members of society, which forbid us to dispose of more than 10 hours for a day's work." It was Irish workers on the Schuylkill River coal wharfs who started the Philadelphia strike. Printers, carpenters, and city employees soon joined the cause. In all, 20,000 workers walked off the job and idled the city. The Germantown Telegraph fretted for the well-being of the workers, printing, "The brevity of only a 60-hour work week would be harmful to workers, that all the extra time would be applied to useless and unworthy purposes." After only 1 week, the city caved into the demands of the striking workers. Workers would henceforth work from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., with 1 hour off for lunch and one for dinner. The success of the general strike electrified the labor movement, and a wave of strikes swept the East Coast. By the following year, the 10-hour day was the standard for skilled workers. In 1840, President Martin Van Buren instituted the 10-hour day for federal employees. In our present day, with the increasing attempts to weaken the power of workers and their unions, we must remember our history and our past successes. Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.